There has been so much news coming out that we have the need for doing two episodes this week. This first episode, quick look, we're going to look at the Putin interview that just came out with Tucker Carlson, as well as brand new report that came out. Conservatives are looking to harp on it, saying that the president is mentally incompetent. We're going to break it down for you here on We the Patriots. Let's go. I kind of want to talk about the Putin interview last.
Okay.
Let's save that for the end. How did you feel about first initial reaction to dropping the report? I believe it was Mr. Herr. Mr. Herr's report.
Yeah, the special prosecutor.
Special counsel Herr's report. How did you feel about the report slamming President Biden, as conservatives are coming out and saying?
When I heard conservatives' reasoning for it, I kind of laughed, honestly. I thought it was kind of funny. Because, I mean, yeah, it's true, but I thought it was kind of odd for a prosecutor to say that, because it sounded like something a defense team would say.
Right.
But to me, it also kind of conveyed, like, the prosecution may have thought, okay, well, this case is so worthless and he's so bad mentally that it's not even worth my time to try and pursue this.
Nice. So you're kind of thinking along the lines that we were talking pre-show.
Yeah.
He's got so many defenses.
Yeah.
That, yeah. So what we were talking about pre-show, and one of the other reasons that I think Biden, for those who not exactly caught up, he went right out, did a press release, not as soon, but the same day that this was released. And he went out, said, defending himself. He even took a question from Scott Ducey. I thought it was hilarious. He said,
Peter
how,
Ducey.
Is that him? My goodness, said Scott Ducey.
I know
that
did.
Peter Ducey. Goes out and said, did you see the question though? It was hilarious. He was like, he went through a whole litany, but then by the end of it, Peter just ends up saying, he's like, how mentally compromised are you? And he goes, my memory is so bad.
I let you answer
my
a question.
My memory is so bad that I answered a question from you. It's like, okay, well, at least he's got a little bit of wit to him. Like, it was actually kind of funny.
That,
like,
because yeah.
You would have to know the former
background between those two. Yeah.
Yeah, the instances where Peter Ducey's going back and forth with Biden. So, you know what? Like, I actually thought that was a good call out. I think that using the presidential address on a purely political platform, people are saying it's never been done before. That's a total lie. Every president uses the presidential address for political reasons. This one was very personal,
yeah,
which I agree was a little odd. But that being said, he is the president. He can go and hold a presser if he wants to talk about animal farms. So he could do whatever he wants,
right,
realistically, with the address. We just get to condemn it.
Right.
I actually think that he came out, he defended himself decently, Biden did. And in doing so, he ginned up, because what this report did with the way conservatives are taking it, it put the Democrats on the spot, okay? You're either backing Biden and you're backing a guy who got mentioned in a report as mentally compromised, whether it's the whole report or not, which it is absolutely not. 200-page report, and I think one or two paragraphs talks about this. So right. Goes to show, you know, I downloaded the whole report and tried skimming through. It's a lot of shit. Okay. Now, but the main defense, which is actually a true defense, is that so many of his predecessors did the same exact shit.
Right.
Why is he held to a different standard? Especially if you're talking about numerically, it's less documents.
True.
Which is one of the notations that the special counsel makes. All right. So I think the mistake is on the Republican part, only in so they made it so much about the mental incompetence. They could have went down a whole litany and made it more broad, because now you're coming out of the woodwork saying that he's mentally incompetent, and it gives the Democrats an easy rallying point. Okay. Either we're going to rally behind him and say he's mentally competent, or we're going to throw him under the bus.
Right.
I think you gave them a very easy opening to just rally behind him.
They could have used the prosecutor's reasoning, too, as a way to fuel Trump's defense. Because if it applies to Biden, it should apply to Trump. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, that's a clear double standard.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Well, absolutely. I mean, it did just come out, I think, recently that Trump is not protected by presidential immunity for any of the stuff that's related to documents. I think that just came out.
Yeah, I think that was an appeals court decision.
Yeah. So, like my whole thought on this dropping of this report was it was a political hit job.
Right.
It was pretty obvious that it was a political hit job for you, like you said, for a prosecutor to be using the language that he did.
Mm-hmm.
It speaks a lot, I think, about the intentions of the report.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it says much about the reality of the situation, right? So, like, to be completely fair, have you seen the mental capacity of Biden decline over his presidency?
Oh, yeah.
I feel like it's just been so low that my opinion is that I don't know if it's necessarily declined a ton. I think that as president, he's gotten more and more public where you get to just see where he's at.
Yeah, I don't know, because
if he deteriorated, I'm just trying to be honest. If he deteriorated, he was already not making great cognitive sense with his sentences, right?
In 2020,
it was already there. And I don't think it's gotten worse. If anything, certain instances, it's gotten better. And in certain instances, it's gotten worse. It's very picky and choosy.
I haven't seen it get better, honestly, but I saw an interview of him in 2018, and it looks like a totally different person.
Well, I think
totally different.
Totally agree.
Sounds like a totally different person. But that's 5 years ago.
My point being is, you would actually, you know, I'm not a doctor, but you would actually, I think, pretty easily be able to tell if he had something like dementia or Alzheimer's, because the decline would be astronomical. If someone has Alzheimer's, they can't even do half the things he does right now.
No.
Okay, so that's
my point. I think Alzheimer's is off the question.
But that's my point.
Off the table.
That's my point, is these massive allegations of him having these degenerative diseases. My point is, trust me, you know. You would know. Yes, he's an old man. Yes.
I think dementia's on the table. I don't think Alzheimer's.
Again, I don't think that he'd be able to do, you know, maybe it's not as bad as Alzheimer's. I don't think he'd be able to do half the things still with dementia, maybe a quarter of the things. He just wouldn't be able to perform any of the daily duties. And I think it would be spoken about. You would hear leaks of that. You would hear leaks of his staff saying, right? You're not talking about leaks of Republicans in the government. I'm talking about, you would hear Biden's staff talking about, I can't work with this guy.
I'm pretty sure there have been.
Not nearly as much as Trump when he was in office. Now, a lot of that was political hits against Trump.
Yeah.
But my point being is,
amplified.
Now we're in the age of leaks.
Right.
Starting with WikiLeaks, age of leaks. You haven't seen that coming out of the Biden camp. And I would be way more apt to harp on to the fact that he's mentally incompetent if there were more leaks coming out verifying it.
I don't need someone else telling me. I mean,
I agree.
I see.
He's mentally incompetent.
What's happened to him over the past 3 years.
My point, I guess, a little bit further, he's just not, I don't think he's got any totally clarifiable illness. Not anyone that you'll pick up over the camera.
Like, he hasn't been diagnosed by a psychiatrist.
Yeah, I think there are some obvious signs. And I don't think that there would be anything glaring. I think it would be, you're of age, you're of this age, you can expect this.
I think it's dementia.
I think it's more of that. Sure.
Yeah.
Right. I guess you can make that argument, but I don't think it's in any way, shape, or form at a late stage. I think you would just see a man turn into a different man. He would not participate in politics. You would probably get stuff called out from other leaders. Like, especially now, he's like enraged. He's enraged over the Israel stuff. He's enraged over the Ukraine stuff. He is really like fiery right now. He does look like old man screaming at the sky. But that being said,
old man kind of losing it a little bit,
but he still has his wherewithal to lose it at the sky. He's pushing
buttons that we don't want him to push.
That's where I'm getting. He's not making decisions that are so far out of the realm of possibility from a Democratic president that it's causing warning signals.
However,
that's not saying I'm supporting his governance. I hope you guys are understanding. I'm just trying to say he has a defense here.
Is he really making all the decisions, though? So if he were to press
the argument,
those buttons,
it's not the argument. He doesn't need to make all the decisions. He needs to be a figure.
He won't come out and admit that. Right. Well, a president should be making, I completely agree. More discretion over kind of what goes on.
Agree.
And I'm not convinced that he's sharp enough to be keeping up with one thing after another.
I think he has to delegate a lot, which all presidents delegate. Right, but he has people to the point, which I think the point that you're getting to, people are taking advantage of the fact that he might not be keeping up with them to commit to some more of their own personal
on their own. Exactly.
Yeah. Okay. Totally agree there. I want to move on because I don't want this to be a long episode. I want to move on to the Putin interview.
Yeah.
I think it was enlightening. Okay. Mm-hmm. Why is it enlightening? In my opinion, Putin lied a ton, so it's not what you're really looking for. Tucker tried to catch him, and he's very smooth. So Putin has the ability to talk you into his frame of thinking very well. This is something that was very characteristic of Trump in 2016 as well. So you get a lot of the semblance that you have the history of the country behind him. You have a lot of the different factions that might make up a country. So you have like, you know, he puts off examples like the sports rally behind him and the military is totally in support of him, right? And all that stuff is not necessarily proven true. I think he claimed himself to be the number one European economy, which is flat out false.
Oh, right? Yeah.
Now, he might have metrics that are backing him up on that, and I'd like to see him, because odds are that nobody's telling the truth about their metrics at this point. They're telling the pretty picture for everyone. But when you talk about the broader points he was talking about, all right, and like when he made a little bit of a jab at Tucker for attempting to be a CIA agent and not making the cut, okay, that started up a lot of conspiracy online about Tucker too. And
yeah, like, is he controlled opposition or something like
Is he just actually CIA?
Yeah.
And that story is just out there, so people stop talking about it, because that's very viable. Yeah. Something that CIA would definitely do.
100%.
Right. Now, I thought that what the interview did display was a lot of the different aspects that might go into a Russian's explanation away of the dirty parts of the war that's going on in Ukraine. Even though it shined the light on a lot of the truths as well, right? Like I was mentioning in our other episode that'll be coming out later in the week, we started the problems in Ukraine in 2014. Right, the West and the
US. Wrong about that.
No, and that's something that he was telling a lot of truth about, was the fact that there was no problem leading up until 2014 happened, until we started putting in our own regime there that didn't in any way, shape, or form line up with the Russian way of thinking or the Russian history. Right, like when you look at, I've been doing quite a bit of study on Russian history through a few different podcasts before I decide on a book to read. Try to understand what he's saying is true when you think about why a Ukrainian is considered a borderlander. It wasn't necessarily just people from that area, it was people on the borderlands. Kievan Rus was the original makeup of Russia. It was two different poles. You had Kiev and you had the Russian state, which was, yeah, you could say Moscow, but it was actually just the makeup of all the other states centered at a different pole than Kiev. Kiev was its own center. It was actually the European center. So when you're thinking about why a Russian wouldn't feel comfortable with the government flipping with their border state, one that used to be a part of the Soviet Union, you start to follow logic a little bit better.
Yeah.
And I did like that for understanding, I think, for future tensions, right? So understanding what might tick this guy off.
I think it was huge for that. Yeah. Because you could see how passionate and enraged he was getting when he was talking about some of these things. Mm-hmm. Specifically when it came to the history of Russia and how Russia, in his eyes, has been slighted.
Right. Right. Or how it was given the opportunity. Russia was not given the opportunity to join NATO multiple times. And after a while, you're just going to stop asking.
Right.
Now, a lot of that online today is being said that it was totally untrue or whatnot. What I believe was the truth is that Russia was told they will not get the chance to enter. Not a chance, not like a thing like, oh, can we come in? And they said no. Like, they were told at some point, it ain't ever going to happen to you. So why would you ask
again? Yeah, exactly.
So why would you ask again? And I understand that. But also to a point, when you have the ability on Russia's side, right? So at this point, you're basically not a communist nation. You're more fascist, it seems, in your own way. Not necessarily fascist like Nazi. Fascist in a sense that you believe in your own heritage and industrializing your own nation, right? So I think you lean more fascist. If you're talking about an ability for Russia would be to turn on China. You have a huge opportunity to coalesce with the United States, Britain, other NATO countries against China, they seemingly are picking China in that battle, is what I got out of that. He did kiss some ass of Xi.
He did.
And I do think that in what he foresees as a future battle between China and the United States,
he's picking the side of China. 100%. Absolutely.
And you might not like his reasoning, or you might not agree with the fact that, you know, he asked and we said no. He might not have ever asked. It's very possibly true. It doesn't matter. The way that he feels was displayed in the interview. And it was the first one that, you know, we're going to go out on a limb and say that Tucker actually used translating devices that were out of his control and were actually set to translate no matter what he said.
Right.
Right. Because there's also a possibility that that interview was not exactly what the truth was, what was being spoken.
Yeah.
The part that gives me a little bit of hope there was that you heard in many instances Tucker reacting with an English spoken response to something that you could also hear was very similar to Russian. Like I look for a context, and like it's much easier to do in a conversation with any Latin languages, right? So you can identify some congruency with, you know, Italian, Spanish, Hungarian, or Romanian, and Spanish. Any of these, you can actually hear a few words and you're like, okay, I can understand that we're at least in the right frame of mind. I heard that a couple of times, which gave me thought. What did you think? Did you think that there was any trickery on what was being said in between? Or, you know, you think Tucker tried to play a game on us?
I don't think Tucker did. Of course, I could be wrong, but I don't speak Russian. So if anything, maybe the translator did.
That's
because
what
I speak English, and based on the translation I was hearing from Russian to English and Tucker's responses, they seemed to match up pretty well. But I don't know about how accurate that translation was from Russian to English from that translator.
Right.
That's the it's probably fine. But if there was an issue, that's where I would look first. If we suspected an issue, that's where I would look first.
I agree, yeah. And I'm not trying to say by any means that there was an issue. I'm saying that's where I think that I would hope that, you know, I'm a big, like, go on Reddit, go on Quora a couple months later and look it up type of guy. I'm going to go see if there's any translations, anybody that has anything verifiable that 100% this is not what was said. This is actually what was said. But I really liked the last question he had when he ended up requesting the return of that journalist.
The journalist, yeah.
And you got to see, you know, you got to see Putin's way of thinking when it comes to dissonance, people that don't actually come from his country, and there's a huge lack of trust there, okay? Now, does that mean that this journalist was partaking in purely 100% Jesus-like activity and was not committing any sort of anti-Russian crime? No, we have no idea. However, his view was, at least the way I read it was, didn't matter what that journalist was doing, they were going to find a way to make him prosecutable. Mm-hmm. That's the way I read the situation. It's leverage. He had a lot of leverage. And the way that he ended up answering, he being Putin, Putin answered that question by treating it as a negotiation.
Exactly.
We've
done enough acts of goodwill.
That being said,
We
would be up to negotiating.
Up
to discussing.
Yeah.
That's, I think that's exactly the word he used. Yeah. We'd be up to discussing. What does that mean? Negotiation.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, we want that some of our guys back.
More than likely not. It means less aid to Ukraine. More than likely. And that's more than likely why nobody's coming to the table. All right. So I think you get to see.
Don't we have Russian?
Oh, absolutely. But we have people from
we already did spies from
all over the place.
We did the prisoner exchange for Brittany Griner, right?
Correct. We have spies from all over the place, and that's just goes to show, I think, our outreach as America and how many different hands.
So then why would they accept that Russian arms dealer back for Brittany Griner, but they won't accept another one of their prisoners back for this journalist?
Yeah, I think that the journalist has more leverage, right?
Because maybe he has more information, so maybe Putin will want to use that to cut some aid from Ukraine.
That's what I'm saying. It's just my thought.
Yeah,
I have no idea. You're talking about diving into the mind of a I think dictator is not the right word, but he's very close.
Mm.
You have someone who, what would you call that? I guess an autocrat. Someone who believes their shit don't stink.
Yeah.
That is Putin. If Putin has bones in his closet that are big enough to build a graveyard, yet he feels no need to feel sorry about them.
Which I can't believe.
And yeah, and that's the type of person.
He shows no emotion about it at all whatsoever.
No, no. And he talks about, you know, the way that he talks about war is purely strategical. He thinks about it as if it's not lives lost.
Not lives lost. I got that sense very strongly too.
Yeah.
That he almost didn't even think. He wasn't in touch with the reality that all these strategies he's talking about are lives, sons being taken from their mothers,
on both sides.
Fathers on both sides, yeah, including himself.
Right. Yeah. That was the part that I heard strong.
I'm really glad you heard that. I really resonated with that. He was talking about them like pawns
in a
game of chess.
Yeah, that's I agree.
Exactly what he was
that's
talking
exactly
about.
The vibe that I got.
Yeah. Well,
I think that's a good point to cut it off here. I want to hear everybody else's thoughts on the Putin and Tucker interview. I want to also hear your thoughts on, do you think that our president is mentally compromised beyond the point of being elected, right? Do you think that the Democrats are going to move on from Biden because of this report that came out? My vote is no. I'm going to hear what you guys thought. I want to hear what everybody thinks. I'm really interested with everything that's coming out now. There might be a possibility of doing two shows a week just to keep up with the information that's coming out.
A lot of information.
Other than that, Andrew, you're awesome today, man.
Yep.
Couldn't thank you enough for coming down.
That was fun.
Let's go relax for a little bit, everybody else. Catch you on Friday.
Catch you later.
Peace out.
Damn. I wish I were the fucking state. I wanna be something, not nothing. Trapped inside my dream and I'm running away from these demons. But the feeling's so good, I'ma keep dreaming.